back on September 25th edition of Buff Talk. Thank you so much to head coach Brian Hill for coming on, along with volleyball coach Tris Bailey and Cam McCarr. We're now going to welcome on a couple Bradens from the Buffalo's full team. We got Braden Sneath, Braden Diddle. Guys, how are you doing tonight?
Good, and you?
I'm doing good.
Good.
How are you feeling?
Good.
Got it. Okay, so to start, it's both you guys' first season, if I have it right, playing for Garden City on varsity. You're already halfway through your seasons, which feels a little weird. Sneath, I'll start with you. How do you feel it's gone so far?
Yeah, I feel like it's gone good. It went really quick, though.
Yeah?
Like, already being halfway through the season.
I know. It doesn't feel right.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Dibble, how do you think things have gone?
It's been pretty good. Little off the first week, but other than that, it's been good. Mm-hmm.
So I'll start with you. You transferred over from Cheney. Come over to Garden City, immediately make an impact in week one. You had 13 tackles, a couple tackles for loss. How much have you been waiting to have that kind of opportunity here for Garden City?
Quite a while. I mean, I've had opportunities before, but kind of passed on them. And it's a lot different here.
What stood out about playing here?
What?
What stood out about playing here in Garden?
Just bigger town, a lot of more people, bigger opportunities.
Coach just described you as you're not necessarily a big kid, but you're a big hitter. Where does that come from when you're on the field?
I just like hitting people, I guess.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
You've been used a lot around the line of scrimmage. Do you like playing further up?
Yeah. I like being able to get back there and get some sacks.
Mm-hmm. Where does that come from?
I'm not sure.
Fair enough. All right. Sneath, I talked to Coach Hill about you last week, and he said that you wouldn't know that he's there. You don't talk very much, which I feel like is very different for a wide receiver. But you mentioned you're all about your business. Teams have a lot of respect for you. Can you talk about the way you kind of approach training every single day?
I just go, like, ready to go out there and play. And I trained a bit with Gomez and Michael in the summer and help build that connection. Gomez has been my quarterback since I was 5 years old. So,
okay.
Yeah, other than middle school.
So your chemistry, I'd say, is pretty good.
Yeah.
What's one of the things that you two really worked on over the summer?
We put in, like, the pass plays that we started off with at the beginning of the season and, like, throwing up the ball and catching it over people and stuff like that.
Coach did also mention last week that you're doing a great job becoming a deep threat for this team. What are some of the things that have helped you kind of become that deep threat in this team?
I don't know. I just like watching like the NFL, and it's kind of helped me like get there speed-wise and strength-wise, I guess.
Okay. I was going to ask this question to both of you guys a little later on. I'll start with you, Sneak. Favorite football players that you like to watch and kind of learn off of?
George Pickens.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's funny because Isaiah Bravard, who's on the Broncos team, had him mentor him at Georgia before he went to Oregon. So Pickens was good last night too.
Yeah,
I'm assuming you watched him last night. Yeah, I know. Dibble, any guys you really like to watch in the NFL?
Not mainly defense, but offense. Mahomes.
Yeah.
Tyreek. Isaiah Pacheco. Mm-hmm. He's fun to watch.
Big Chiefs guy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What did you think of their win yesterday?
I think they played pretty good.
Yeah. Is it a little overblown, the Taylor Swift thing, or is it funny to you? Like, that's all I've seen everybody talk about over the last day now.
I think it's pretty funny.
Yeah. Nah, I think it's pretty funny, too. I want to ask both of you, what kind of got you into playing football growing up?
I've just loved it ever since I was little. Like, fell in love with the game. We're a huge football family, so that also helped. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I've just always had huge love for the game.
Did your dad play?
Yeah, he played. He played for Scott.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not sure what position. Yeah.
Okay, but football to you in Kansas has always been a big thing.
Yeah.
I'm still kind of learning that. Can you describe what it's like here in Kansas?
I don't know. It's just something about football in Kansas, Friday Night Lights, mm-hmm. small towns. Just exciting.
Yeah, it is the best, isn't it? I'll ask you the same question. What kind of got you into football growing up?
I've always loved watching it. I've always wanted to have that in my future, maybe go to college for it, maybe farther.
Mm-hmm. Got it. A couple of moments I wanted to ask about from this last week's game. Sneath, I'll start with you first. So, first play of the third drive of the game, Ethan goes for you long. It's a little short, takes deflection off the cornerback, and you're able to still keep concentration and haul that play in for 30-plus yards. Can you take me through what you were seeing on that play?
I just, like, seen it was a little short. I seen him getting chased, so I kind of knew. And so I slowed down a little bit. And then I seen it, like, go off his hands, and I was just trying to track it in and make that catch.
Was it one of those that you were just like, oh, my God, it's right there?
No, I don't know. It was just, like, we needed a big play. I had to make it no matter what, so.
Obviously, you mentioned that you and Ethan have played together since you were 5 years old, but what do you think that is the best thing about you two playing together on the field?
I don't know. We've just always had that chemistry. Like, we sort of know where each other are going to be, and we're just ready, like, anytime.
Coach mentioned that so you guys go down by 7 points in the fourth quarter, and there was no fear, there's no panic on the sideline when you guys went out and tied the game. Can you describe to me what it was like on the sideline when you guys went down on that block punt and then came back on and tied it up?
It was weird. Like, it was sort of calm because I think we were all just like, all right, guys, we got to go out there and get our business done. We went out there, we scored, so.
What was I just about to ask you? I just had a question in my head. Dang. Okay, yeah, right. So the other group that you're around, the other wide receivers that you're around, how do you feel like this group is kind of developed week one to week four?
I think we're a good bunch of receivers, especially Emilio. He's really fast. He's kind of mentored me, him being a senior, and, like, he's helped me out, and, yeah.
Yeah. He had that crazy play at the start of overtime. He was supposed to throw to you on that, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Were you kind of waiting in the huddle like, okay, where's the ball?
Yeah, I was kind of like guarded on that play. It was smart. I think he should have ran. It was.
Yeah.
He made a big gain out of it, so.
For sure. You want to see that play this week?
Yeah.
Okay.
I hope we run it again.
Got it. Tibble, I'll ask you kind of same question about what I asked Sneath. Overtime this last week, they got second and goal. Pop the ball out, fumble, you fall on it. What was your mind going through on that last play?
I was just thinking, we can't let him get in the end zone. We need this game. And I saw the ball come out, and I just jumped on it.
One of your coaches, and Coach Reich, has been really positive about the way that you've been able to play. Can you tell me what it's been like working with him after coming over from Cheney?
It's been fun. He's always there for me, always giving me good advice on what to do, always helping me on what to do whenever I don't know what I'm doing.
What's the big difference between Cheney and here?
Probably the size of the school and how many people are at the games.
Mm-hmm. Sneath, I'll go to you next. One of the favorite guys that I've liked to talk to on the staff has been Coach Covington, who works with you guys in the wide receiver group. Can you talk about how he's helped you become better?
He always has us fired up at practice. He's just always getting us excited. And, yeah, he really focuses on blocking, which is good because I feel like that's one of the things I struggle with is blocking. And I just feel like he's really helped get us fired up this season.
Have you had a moment where it's been kind of like, oh, I'm coming a long way at this?
Yeah.
Where was it?
Probably, like, honestly, at the Hayes game after, like, those slugger blocks and stuff like that, I feel like that boosted my confidence.
Yeah. Let me ask you both. I'll start with you, Sneath. Favorite moment so far from this season?
Probably that catch last week.
Okay.
Yeah.
The deflected one?
Yeah.
Okay. Can I ask you to take me through, week two? You got your first career touchdown. What was that like?
I don't know. I just kind of like took off and I was wide open down the middle. And then I see Gomez chuck it up and touchdown.
Yeah. You had a couple of decent celebrations so far.
Yeah.
The gritty in week three.
Yeah.
Do you practice that stuff?
No. I just like my little brother, they always do it at the house. I was like, I'll do it for them. And
okay. Got it. Well, you said he was older brother?
Little brothers.
Little brother. Okay. How big is your family?
Family of five.
Family? Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Are you the oldest? Or?
Yeah. I'm the oldest.
Is that tough? Because I'm the oldest in a family of two. I can't imagine five.
Yeah. I don't know. Is it tough for you?
No, because me and my brother are very different. That's the way I describe it. Are your brothers kind of different?
I feel like we're all the same. Like, we all just have the same love for football, and I feel like that makes it easy.
So it's a very competitive household.
Yeah.
Okay. What's the biggest, like, sibling fight you guys have gotten over?
Tramp football.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, got it. I'll ask you. Favorite moment from the season?
Probably last week whenever he ran it up the middle, I hit him. Kind of put him airborne and he fumbled.
Oh, yeah? Okay. Got it. So you got Liberal this week. Big time matchup. What are some things that you've already started working at in practice this week? Some things that you're trying to make sure you're able to come up with the upset win?
Today we kind of just like watched film on them and kind of preparing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think we'll put more stuff in like tomorrow and throughout the week. It'll help us.
You were talking about how you're coming over from a smaller town, Dibble. What's the crowd support been like at these home games so far?
It's pretty loud. Mm-hmm. A lot. There's a lot more people. There's a lot more noise. And student section gets pretty loud like that.
Mm-hmm. Homecoming this week as well. Anything big on campus this week or no?
I don't know. Kind of just like normal, obviously, like homecoming, a little more excitement, but I think everyone will show out, so I'm excited.
Right. Super excited for homecoming game this week. Super excited to have you both on. That is Braden Steeth and Braden Dibble, two juniors from this Garden City team. Who's 3-1, trying to move in 4-1 this week. Guys, thank you so much for coming on. Best of luck this week.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to take a short break and preview the rest of the week. That's all coming up here on Buff Talk live from Old Chicago.